Okay, next up, let's talk about content scripts, which consist of JavaScript and CSS. They can access and manipulate the DOM, and they can inject content and do all sorts of stuff depending on the permissions you've requested and that the user's granted. So let's have a look now at the different ways that we can declare our content scripts and get them to run on a particular page or for a particular URL pattern match. So I've created a simple extension called Twitter Time Cop, which we will develop and embellish as we go through this module, with the idea being that it will monitor your time on Twitter and give you a warning when you've breached your specified time limit. So the first way to declare a content script, if I just paste that in there, is using the static declaration method. So it says the URL matches what it's going to match on, the JavaScript that's going to inject, and the CSS that it's going to inject as well. If I save that, refresh the extension, and refresh Twitter, we'll see that Twitter Time Cop is active. So it's just injecting the JavaScript and CSS. So the CSS just has this one CSS rule here for Twitter Time Cop banner, and then Content.js simply creates a div and prepends that to the document's body. So that is the static declaration. Now, if we get rid of that and save that, we can also declare our content script dynamically using dynamic declarations in the service worker. So I'll show you that there. We're using chrome.scripting.registerContentScripts, passing in an ID, the JavaScript file that we want to run, content.js, contentstyles.css for the CSS, persisting it across sessions to be true, and the matches in here. That could be all URLs in there, or it's the same sort of pattern structure as the matches in the manifest file. And we can specify run at to be whatever we want. The default is document idle. That's the one that is recommended, but you could set that to be document end or document start if you wanted to. Okay. And then after that, we're going to say get the registered content scripts and log these out into the console log. And if there are any errors, then log them out into the console. So I will need to add in the scripting permission in here. So I'm going to need to add in scripting. And then if I refresh the extension, inspect the service worker, we can see in the console there, it's gone through and registered the content script, and it's registered against Twitter. So going forward, that means that it will execute our content script on twitter.com. The third way to do this is actually called programmatic injection. So if we go back to our service worker, and I'll comment this top part out, and then we can enable the programmatic injection. And all this does is says chrome.action.onClick add listener, and it's going to execute this script, target being the active tab, so passing in the current tab ID, and it's going to pass in this content.js again. And it's also going to insert this CSS, so contentstyles.css as well. So let me save that. And actually thinking about it, we're going to need to go back and request the other permission as well, being active tab. And just before I hit refresh on that, it's worth saying that I've added this action in here as well. So action being when you click on the extension icon itself, it's going to trigger this default action, which is what we've added a listener to here in chrome.action.onClick add listener in the service worker. So let's refresh the extension, refresh Twitter, and we can see there's no header there at the moment. It's not been added. So if we click on the extensions icon, and that will trigger that action, and it adds our banner at the top. So those are the three ways to declare and run content scripts. We've got the static declaration in the manifest file. In Service Worker, you've got dynamic declarations and programmatic injection as well. And yeah, we'll be covering a lot more in content scripts going forward and building out Twitter Time Cop to be a real Chrome extension. But those are the three ways you can register content scripts in your Chrome extension. Okay, I'll see you in the next lesson.